4 HKX Mobile.
For TFW Mobile.
Morning. How's your trip going this morning?
Going out of the driveway.
Well, it's supposed to be a nice day today.
I hope it ain't like yesterday morning.
Any day in the morning, for sure.
See you here, Mobile.
Andrew, starting to wonder where you're at.
Good morning, Andrew, KN4 TFW.
Good. Yeah, I was steady beating the snooze button.
This morning, tough.
I haven't really had a day to get to sleep in a way. I don't know what it is yet, but man, I've just been dragging, trying to get to work every morning.
Just love to go in so much.
Next week, when you got nobody else around, how hard is it going to be to get up?
It's going to be, God darn, I don't even really want to think about it. It's going to be fun. First couple of days will probably be all right, and then after that, it's going to suck.
Early, and then wouldn't have to worry about hitting the snooze.
Plan. I'm not sure if I can implement that correctly, but it does really sound like a good plan.
Your bed most days before I get home.
I turn in about 8:30, something like that.
Home last night till 8:30.
I mean, if I went to bed at 8 or 8:30 on a normal day, you know, I get home pushing flat for 6. I'd barely be home 2 hours and be going to bed.
That is.
You get time with the wife, the kids, the radio, none of that.
The weekend for?
I just time on the weekend.
He do list.
My boy will cut the yard before he leaves. I'm trying to get him to do that Saturday. That way I can just weed him.
He's in the sprayer.
I have to work on my rod mower. I think my John Deere's, I want to say the deck's down too far on one side. I might see what I can do to adjust it.
Get an eccentric bolt that you can turn to make it go higher or lower.
Probably what's wrong with it. I'll have to pull it out into the driveway. You know, I try to make sure all the tires have the correct PSI in them, and then I'll adjust the deck. That way it'll be level. Because for some reason, when I was cutting last time, it was on a scalp on one side, no matter what I did.
And it's the tires. Out of 10, it's usually the air pressure in the front tires. That's the way it is on mine.
Mower or neat one, so I'm good.
Yard a long time ago, and then I got tired of it. So I bought the ride mower.
Besides, if you push it.
For a yard, I push mow mine and weed eat it in about, I don't know, 30 to 40 minutes.
You'll sleep better if you push it. Got here, but you're just committed to that snooze button. All the way on the other side of the room, so I can't hit it.
On the other side of the room, got up, and I will still lay back down.
That it defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
So I heard there was a bad wreck in Gaffney this morning. They had a southbound 85 blocked off.
Up on the news, they didn't have a lot of information on it yet.
There was one yesterday too, wasn't there? One of our distributors got his truck in an accident yesterday on 85 coming through there.
Backed up when I left work.
One, our distributor comes out of Shelby. He got rear-ended and drove into another car on a 14-car pileup out there on 85 somewhere.
Through that construction zone, you know, last weekend, and the car popped up on the dash that I wasn't paying attention.
We're HKX. Sorry, guys. I got a guy flying up on my backside here and wants to tailgate me now with bright lights.
But somewhere. But happened too many times.
Yep, you're probably right.
Possibility of that.
What I'm going to do with myself next week. I ain't got a clue what I'm going to do.
Last night, and I don't know what time you got off, but I had my radio with me, but never heard you call out.
About 4:50, I think it was, right in there. I called about when I first got on the road, and then whenever I hit 26, I usually call out again. I never really heard anybody on the radio.
Get home by then, and then you were home by the time I got walked in the dog. Because we normally I walked the dog before supper, but supper was done when I got home. While I was walking the dog.
I'll be going to work whatever I am today.
Like 4 or 5 police cars already, and I hadn't got out of Greer good yet.
Flying up on the right side and cut across in front of me. I think it went across about 3 lanes.
It must be stupid driver day.
Oh, sweet thing.
They get right up on your tail and there's nobody in the lane next to you and they just stay right there. So I just move over and then as soon as I move over, they just shoot right past and then I just move back over. Really freaks them out when you do that.
Not too much of a hurry.
You're running late.
We work a little after lunch today. I don't think I want to stay too long.
Cut the grass.
Weed eating done, put the boy on the riding mower. Sounds like a fantastic idea.
Radio around that time, so give me a shout.
I don't know how many acres we had at this place we rented when I was a kid. It was all on a hillside, and it would take you, if you started cutting it at 7 a.m., you'd still be cutting it at 5 p.m. with that damn push mower.
Grandparents' house. Push mowed it, and then they upgraded to one of the snapper ride mowers, and it didn't take you much less time with that thing.
What, a 20-inch deck?
22. You just didn't have to push it, but it took about the same amount of time.
I've only got about a half-acre lot. When I moved in, I pushed it when I started. It took me a little over an hour to get it all done. But eventually, like I said, I upgraded to the ride mower, and now I want a zero turn.
Get the hammer on a zero turn when my other rider's still working.
Working, kid?
Pump it off, it still works. And as long as you keep putting air in the front tires, it still works. So, yeah, I guess technically it's still working. But my back gate is only like 40 inches or 42 inches wide. So, I mean, I got to have a smaller cut. And you can't hardly get one in a zero turn.
If I ever do get one, I'll need a bigger storage building with like the garage door on it to get it in, because my little double doors, I don't think it'll hardly fit.
Is y'all ready to make the move over to the other repeater?
Yep, roger that, KN4 TFW.